The wife should be happy. The husband should be happy. If I devote all my time and energy and efforts to making somebody else happy, what about my happiness?
It could be like they said, happy wife, happy life, because, I mean, happy husband doesn't really rhyme with anything.
There's never happy husband get some hundreds or something.
Honestly, the wives in those situations don't enjoy the lives either. It was a lot of people who were like, yeah, you know, I was cheating on her and da 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 da. And then, you know, I decided to propose. You know, I knew that I was going to change things. But then I just couldn't help it. I just started cheating again. It's like,
yeah, you had a cheating problem right? Before you started. Like, you never addressed the cheating problem.
A year from now, I'm not that same person. So you've seen me before I was healed, before I started going to therapy, before I learned how to articulate what I was thinking. You know a past version of me, but you may not know me now.
Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Yeah, action.
Today's topic comes from the idea of happy wife, happy life. Breeze hates that phrase. Tell us why.
I wouldn't say hate. I just don't agree. I don't agree with it. I feel like the wife should be happy. I also feel like the husband should be happy. So if I devote all my time and energy and efforts to making somebody else happy, what about my happiness?
I think that it means all of that.
What does it mean?
I think that it means, like, if your wife is happy, usually, like, you have a happy home.
What about my happiness?
You'll be happy too.
I don't think it works like that.
I think it does. Yeah. I don't think I'm explaining it fully, but what were you about to say?
Yeah, I mean, I've always heard it in the terms of, if your wife is in a good state, your home is in a good state. So there's nothing going wrong. I'm good. My wife is happy.
Yeah.
I'm good, that kind of thing. But I also understand that people be saying that as a way to dismiss
themselves.
Yeah, themselves or the themselves. Your husband's needs.
I don't think that it was originally meant in that way. I don't know, because I don't even know if that's like the full phrase. Like, where did this phrase even come from? We should have done some research before we did this. But I think that it is true a lot of the times that if your wife is happy, your home environment is typically happier, right? But I don't think that it means like to dismiss your needs as a man or as a husband or as a whatever spouse you identify as. So let's say your wife isn't happy. Let's say your wife is depressed. Right. And if we stick to, I guess, the normal roles, like relationship roles, right? If somebody is depressed, they're not able to clean, they're not able to cook. They may not be able to take care of the children. They might not be able to just function in everyday life. Versus if they're happy, then you'll see all these things get done, whether it's a man or a woman. Like, you'll see these things starting to get done. You'll see them taking care of themselves. You see them taking care of the home and, like, making it a more pleasant environment. It's harder to make it a pleasant environment if somebody is upset. And I don't think that it's to dismiss your personal needs. It could be like they said, happy wife, happy life, because, I mean, happy husband doesn't really rhyme with anything. You know,
the saying is always happy wife. It's never happy husband get some hundreds or something crazy. it's never nothing like that. It's always just happy wife, happy life.
But I think it's also because a lot of times the woman is like literally what sets the tone in the household for the most part.
I feel like the same people who say marriage is hard, relationships is hard, the same people who use happy wife, happy life.
I definitely agree. And they don't be sounding happy at all.
Not at all.
None of it be sound happy.
You know, any day above ground is a good day for me.
But I don't like that. But I was just going to say, maybe that's why. Maybe it's because they're looking at it from the perspective of, my wife needs to be happy and nothing else matters. Like, my needs don't matter. It just matters if my wife is happy. I think that something I said earlier, I was like, it probably should be like, happy me, happy we. Because if I'm happy, like as an individual, and you're happy as an individual, then we can both be happy together.
I was like, happy us, happy life. But yeah, it doesn't rhyme.
It don't rhyme.
Who cares?
So I want the accurate. Happy me, happy we. You know? We happy together. No?
It still sounds like if you happy, then we happy.
But if you say it. But if you say it too, it
I mean,
still
but
means,
still, yeah. But it sounds like it. Then it, that's
it's
what
just,
I'm saying.
I think I look at it at that phrase as like it's my responsibility to make myself happy, like, and it's your responsibility to, you know, find things that make you happy too. So if we both come to the relationship as happy individuals, then we can have a happy home, mm-hmm. rather than relying on one person to be happy and that one person to make you happy and da 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 da. Because honestly, the happy wife, happy life thing, a lot of times what happens is, like, the woman is taking care of everything. Not, he looked at me like, right. What?
I just need you to expound.
Just like in
the house or something?
Like, in regular, the stereotypical relationship, right? It's like the woman takes care of a lot of the things and like the guy provides. So the woman be taking care of like family, cleaning, cooking, da-da, all of the traditional things. And then the guy will go out and work and come back. And a lot of like guys in those stereotypical style relationships, some guys don't even like really be taking care of their kids like that. They just provide the money. So even when you look at it from that perspective of like happy wife, happy life, it's like, well, she's doing everything. So I'll just do whatever to make her happy so that she can keep doing everything. And then I keep doing whatever I'm doing.
So when does my life come into?
I can keep doing whatever I'm doing.
I don't mean I'm happy.
That's not what y'all signed up for. That's not what they tell y'all. They tell y'all you need to provide. Mm-hmm. Provide, provide, provide. They don't say be happy. That don't... happiness, what? Mm. What?
That's why I don't agree. I signed different paperwork. Mm-hmm. Be happy. Because there'd be a lot of people, they be doing all the things. Happy, happy wife, happy life. Everybody is happy except them. Like, they be spiraling. Mm-hmm. They...
Go ahead. Finish what you want to say.
Like, they... like. Don't enjoy the life that they live.
Well, I was going to say, honestly, the wives in those situations don't enjoy the lives either. It'd be like, happy wife, happy life, so that she don't keep nagging me type of thing. But yeah. It's like, if you was doing what you was supposed to be doing anyways, or if you were not doing whatever you've been doing, then they probably wouldn't nag you, or if you helped more, or if y'all made more decisions together, or like, if you changed the dynamics of the relationship, a lot of times, like, both of y'all would be happy. But most of the times they're using that phrasing because it's like, she keeps nagging me about this thing that maybe she asked me to do months ago but I never did, or maybe it was our understanding originally that this was what we were going to be doing, but then we didn't do it, and now they're like, all right, well, if I just go ahead and do what you want, or I'm happy wife, happy life, because that I don't have to hear about it. That's how they be looking at it.
Yeah. And so, based on what you just said, I definitely don't agree. Yeah, based on everything you just shared, I definitely don't agree. But, yeah, I just think that if both of us are happy, I have a happy life. I just think that's just the basis of it. I don't really know how else to explain this. But, like, because if one of us is happy... because the other person isn't nagging, it's not really about, that's not really happy. It's just like, all right, let me do this so that you don't annoy me, which to me isn't a great basis for a happy life in general or a happy relationship.
Like when you're a kid and like they tell you to sweep, or on the cartoons when they sweep and they just put it under the rug.
Oh, yeah.
The dirt's still there.
That dirt be there. It'd be a pile. Of dirt that they just scooted under the rug.
Sweep it under the rug. That's what they be doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we not doing that. Mm-hmm. We need communication in 2025 and beyond.
Honestly, like, I don't know, walking down, I guess, that thought process, I really was just like, you know.
This is stupid.
Both of them be miserable. in those situations, mm-hmm. because like she's nagging because she's not happy with something, and you're just like, go ahead, do what you want because you're not happy, and nobody ends up happier.
Nobody's had no happy wife, no happy life.
And that's probably why there's so many divorces during COVID. Because when you think about it, then you're spending so much time with this person that you are already tired of because you feel like they're nagging you or they're not doing what you ask them to do or what you expect of them. But you're seeing it 24/7 now instead of just like 4 to 8 hours a day. And that's kind of sad. None of us are married, by the way, so don't take marital advice from us.
Take marital advice from me.
Or do from you.
Y'all can take marital advice from me. I got some good advice.
About marriage?
Yeah. I ain't been there yet, but
I was about to be like,
he knows some stuff from a past life.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if I take advice from anybody who hasn't done the thing that I'm trying to do.
I don't know. Like, I feel like it depends.
Okay.
I was going to say, because sometimes people do be having good advice. Mm-hmm. It's just like maybe it's applied knowledge from a different situation or from something that they have observed, even though it wasn't a lived experience.
It's like lab testing. So like they test the rats. They not putting the poison in themselves. They doing their research, they testing it, saying, okay, oh, this killed them. So we're not going to do that. So like
that is funny. That is funny. Calling them lab rats is hilarious. He said, this killed him. But what I will say is, and I know I said it, but I have taken advice from people who haven't done the thing. But I'm thinking, like, if you've never cooked before, I'm not really going to go to you for the advice on how to make a 5-star meal. That's just not where I would go. Especially if I want a 5-star meal, I'm not going to you because you only know how to make Hot Pockets. I'm not going to you for the gourmet experience, because even if you've watched it, that doesn't mean you know, you haven't been in that experience. So you're not speaking from experience. You're speaking from you watching somebody else's experience, which is like, you don't even got enough information to leave me.
What if
the greener?
What if they've eaten enough food?
I was about to say that.
Because, like, listen. Like,
what about the coaches that never played the sport? Yeah. They just studied it.
Or, like, some food critics, they're not cooks. Or some music critics have never done music before.
But I also feel like their advice is skewed. Like, I feel like I can take it. I can listen to it, but I can't really take it. Whether it's sports, if LeBron gives you an opinion about your basketball game, that's different than your father giving you an opinion who hasn't played basketball. It's just different. Like, you'd be like, all right, yeah, this is when you get to the league, this is what you do. And if LeBron, like, this is when you get to the league, this is what you do, you're like, you know what? You've actually lived the exact experience that I'm looking for. Like, the other thing is really a suggestion.
But coming from my father, which is closer to me, it might hold more weight than it coming from LeBron, because it has a different feeling attached to it.
Yeah, I mean, it might, but it
might not be the best advice.
Yeah, that's
like my dad told me this.
Yeah, I mean, and this I understand, but also it's like your dad didn't go to the league, so it's like him talking about what it's like in the league is like you really just you're a spectator, so like you can't really like you can have an opinion. Of course, everybody has an opinion. But I just don't know if the opinion of somebody who hasn't lived it has enough information for you to actually give an honest opinion of what the thing is.
So if we go back to sciences, a lot of these scientists aren't actually, like, they're just observing, taking notes, data, years and years of data, but compiling it together. And now it's like, okay, I found it. I understand it now.
But you don't know it because you haven't experienced it.
But then you do it again with your newfound knowledge and be like, okay, that worked. And yeah. now we go do it.
But so what you just said is that you compiled all this information about marriage, but you ain't experienced mm-hmm. it yet. So you got to do it. And then you be like, oh, now we figured it out. And then people can take advice from you.
Yeah, like right now, you just got theories.
Hypothesis.
Yeah, this is all hypothesis until you get into the game.
My hypothesis is right.
Is it hypothesis or hypothesis? I think it's hypothesis. Mm-hmm. It's been so long since I had to write one of those.
Hypothesis?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's just me. I just feel like I feel like everybody can have an opinion about it, but certain opinions have way more weight because somebody actually lived the experience that you're looking for advice for. Not saying you can't get you can get advice from your single friends about being married. I think some single friends be giving great advice. But I think the single friends are typically talking about you as an individual as opposed to like you in a relationship, in a long-standing relationship with somebody. I think even if you've been with somebody for a long time, that like you're speaking from that experience. But like to not have any experience and to be telling me about something that you've never experienced before, on paper it sounds kind of crazy.
So can they take advice from y'all?
Oh, they can take advice from me. I don't know about if y'all if y'all want them to take advice from y'all. I don't give unsolicited advice. But if you ask me for some advice, I'll give you some advice.
Word.
Yeah, I mean, I'm giving plenty of advice. I mean, you can take advice or you cannot. You can do whatever you feel like doing.
Honestly. Yeah. Do what works best for you. But also, we got good relationship advice. We just never been married.
That's the part I was going to say. Like, that's what I was pretty much saying. Like, people, you can give stuff on relationship advice, but I think, like, on the ins and outs of marriage, you're not qualified to do that. Like, that's just not qualified. Like, we don't know what it is. I mean, it could be the exact same thing, or it could be very different. Like,
I don't know. I've heard different things. I've heard that it's the exact same, but then I've also heard that it's very different. Yeah. So.
People who don't say happy wife, happy life, think they believe it to be, or have found it to be the exact same. People who say happy wife, happy life, it changed.
Different. Yeah.
They was happy before. Now it's like, I gotta give all my energy to you. Yeah. I can't even get no quiet time.
But that was also because people that were saying happy wife, happy life beforehand, they wasn't really giving nothing up. They were still sticking with the life that they had prior to whatever. They'd be like, all right, well, huge transition. I got to change everything. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, I mean, you're not about to just change. These is years of habits. You've been dug in the holes for years. I mean, never mind.
You ain't even read Atomic Habits. Yeah. You're not ready for change.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, you've been doing these same habits for years. So, it's like, I mean, you've made a decision. So, hopefully, after you made your decision that everything has been changed. But I'm not going to say it definitely will. I think people will be having bad habits before they get into being married. And they don't address the fact that they had a bad habit until they get married. And they'd be like, what? What you mean? I can't go out every night? It's like, I mean, you can. That's, you know, but it would behoove you. That's probably why where the happy wife, happy life came from. It would behoove you for your sanity to not go out every night so that you don't have to have that argument. That's where, same, yeah, annoyance thing, but my bad. People be trying to dodge the annoyance.
Yeah.
With the set.
I was just going to say that after watching so many episodes of Black Love a few years ago.
Love is blind.
Oh, well, that too. But so many episodes of Black Love a few years ago, what you said, I feel like is very true. A lot of people, they'll have like issues, unresolved issues, right? That they either don't know about or maybe they know about. But there are some people who they'll just go ahead and get in the relationship and then they find out about it. And then there are other people who feel like the marriage is gonna solve this problem. Like when I was watching Black Love, it was a lot of people who were like, yeah, you know, I was cheating on her and da 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 da. And then, you know, I decided to propose. You know, I knew that was gonna change things. But then I just couldn't help it. I just started cheating again. It's like.
Yeah, you had a cheating problem before you started. Like, you never addressed the cheating problem.
You never stopped cheating. You just was like, yeah, I'm gonna get married. And once I settle down, that's when I'm going to stop. But it's like, nah, this is like your habit now.
Yeah, marriage is like money.
Elaborate.
A lot of people think they have a money problem. Actually, a lot of people think that money is going to change everything. but it's just going to highlight the person you are. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think marriage is going to change everything, but it's just going to highlight the person you are.
Or
in a relationship.
Yeah. The areas of your relationship that you weren't focusing on.
Yep. And I also think for a lot of people, I mean, in a traditional sense, it used to be you get married, then you move in together, then you do, you know, then you're married. Mm-hmm. The married people stuff. But I think the people getting married, and then that's their first experience moving in together. This is their first time experiencing each other, experiencing what it's like living with the other person. So, like, now you're seeing this person every day, all the time. And beforehand, it's one thing if you was messy every once in a while because I was coming over every once in a while. Now seeing you every day, it's like, you messy 24/7? You was only cleaning up because I came over? It's like, that's... So you start seeing more of that kind of gets highlighted, at least from what I've seen or heard from people. I'm not married, but...
Yeah, I think also just moving in, because I know for you, you were like, it's important that we move in together before we get married or whatever. And that's not how I was raised, but here we are. But I do recognize from doing that, it's like you learn so much about a person over the years. Like, we've been together for so long, but I still learn something new about you at least once a week. Like, and had we just went ahead and got married and then moved in together, I feel like it would be, number one, that's a lot of transitions to happen. But also, I feel like, I don't know, to just be so much to learn. Like, I would feel like I had to know all this stuff more immediately. Like, the stuff that I've gradually learned about you over the years, I would feel like I had to know this stuff because, like, I'm your wife, so why wouldn't I know that you hate chocolate? I mean, I already knew that, but, like, yeah, it's just, like, why wouldn't I know these certain... I should already know what your favorite meal is, or if you know how to do this thing or that thing, and it's, like, it's an added level of pressure.
Yeah, but that's the stuff I'm more so thinking about is, like, there's stuff that you just not gonna know until you move in with somebody. Like you may... Everything may be cool when you see them every once in a while, and then you move in with somebody, and it's like, oh, you wash your feet with your toothbrush? That's crazy. And it's like, you find, but you don't, sometimes you don't know people until you move in with them, and you be like, yo, I thought we was in a similar wavelength and a similar frequency. You outside with it. My frequency don't move like that. My frequency move like that. Yours is all over the place. And it's like, that experience of actually living with somebody and getting a chance to see them in spaces where they're not performative, I'll say, really makes a big difference, at least to me, because then you get a chance to see, all right, cool, this is how you would act is if nobody was watching or if it felt like nobody was watching. Do I like that individual? Because if I don't like that individual, then this ain't going to work, because you're not going to perform and you're not in the house, like...
You can.
I mean, people can, but, like, it's very hard to be a performer 24/7.
I did see a TikTok, right, where when TikTok was about to go down, people was confessing all their stories. This girl was saying she held a British accent the entire relationship. She was getting evicted. It was a French accent. And she had met this guy on a dating app. And they started dating a little bit, and then suddenly she was like, she said something like along the lines of, like, I want to be with you. And then he said, yeah, sure, I'll send an Uber over or whatever. She packed all her stuff in the Uber and she moved into his place because she was French. She was not French, but she was French, and, like, you know, miscommunication. Like, I said, I want to be with you. Like,
That's funny.
Yeah. But no, that's actually what the video she was playing. That was crazy.
And she held that accent for like 6 months, and he did not know that she was not French. And then I think where she drew the line was like the dog kept pooping everywhere. and he wouldn't clean it up, but like the dog was dying, kind of. And she wanted to contain the dog to like a particular area of the house because this is nasty. And he was like, nah, you know, I've had this dog forever and da 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 da. And yeah, she wound up moving out then. But like, some people, you know, you move in with them, you still don't know.
That's funny. Y'all tell a good story.
If I can find that TikTok, I'm going to link it in the description. Because I was crying. Because TikTok came back up, too. So it's, it's like, if this pops up on his For You page, he's going to know you're American. Mm-hmm. Very American. But, like, yeah, it was a wild story.
Was he American?
Mm-hmm. He was American. He was rich. And she was Nigerian.
Oh, wow.
And French is, like, their second national language. So, but, like, she was from the U.S., I believe. But, like, she could flip on the French accent very quickly. She could speak French because,
Yeah, I wasn't saying it's impossible to cover it up. I was saying it's just challenging.
It is.
If she had to do it for 3 to 5 years, she may slip up.
You know?
I mean, she almost slipped up in the 6 months that she said.
Yeah, she did say that.
So, like, it's... It's just, yeah. All in all, I think it's very hard to to be performative all 24/7, especially when you're in your house, and sometimes like you may forget that there's somebody else there, and then you start seeing people like, yo, you know you do this, and sometimes people will see stuff that you don't even see because it's invisible to you because it's a habit, so you're just not paying attention to it, and they're like,
you do this little thing.
This thing right here that you don't, you never.
Or they ask you why you do this, and you be like, "Do what? What are you talking about? I've never done that in my life. You literally just did it 5 seconds ago. I don't know what you're talking about."
Gaslighting.
No, some people really don't. Well, people actually don't notice that. Like, that's the thing that they did, and they'd be like, "Then you demonstrate," and you'd be like, "Oh, I guess I did do that. I don't know. I've been doing that since I was 12." Thought that was normal. I'm not gonna lie, it's a couple things that I don't remember what they are, but I know there were a couple times where I was like, normal people don't do this. This isn't like an everyday occurrence. I don't know. I did a whole musical in the kitchen when I was trying to salvage a meal, so
that was funny.
Was I here for that?
You were asleep on the couch.
Okay, because I'm like, I don't remember none of this.
I can salvage this meal.
Dancing around the kitchen and everything.
Man, she slid on the stool. She started singing it over. That was funny.
Well, I must have been tired because I don't remember none of that.
Yeah, you sleep through a lot. Woo. Well, I guess you got a lot more to discover.
Yep.
You're funny.
I'm crying.
I wish I thought of that one.
That was good. That was good.
So
that was good. Can't be mad at that. Ooh.
So I would say this, backtracking to happy wife, happy life.
My bad.
No. How, I guess if, okay, you guys said y'all already established you do not subscribe to happy wife, happy life, right? If you met somebody and you felt like, or they felt like that was the motto. That's how things had to be. Let's say you really, really love them. Like, y'all been together for some time and, like, y'all mesh really well. Y'all got the same sense of humor. Y'all got the same favorite things. And then all of a sudden, they're like, y'all start talking about marriage and they're like, yeah, happy wife, happy life. And not in a joking way, but, like, they're dead serious. Like, that's the way things have to be. I guess I'm more so talking to you, but
some deuces.
You leave.
That's all I was. That's all I heard in my head.
Just, I was about to ask, like, do you stay?
Somebody is lying. We can't be connected.
Yeah,
with everything. Yeah, and then happy wife.
You said, hold up. The Carfax ain't matching up. We just you said.
You said you had a Sagittarius rising.
Like, I'm sorry.
But that's something that they haven't unlearned. That's something that they were taught. It was instilled in them. They were trained that way. And and they're very adamant about it. How y'all feeling? You really just like cut everything off and leave?
If it's a thing of happy wife, happy life, I mean, my wife gonna be happy, mm-hmm. but I need to be happy too. My happiness must be prioritized before your happiness.
What if they're like, no, well, you need to provide. Ain't no emotions.
See, that's the thing. I literally had this conversation. Mm-hmm. Women be thinking men don't have emotions. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna express my emotions. I might not cry. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna express myself. Mm-hmm. It was a study done that said self-expression is 4 times as powerful mm-hmm. than love. So if I can't express myself, but you want me to love you, something not adding up.
That's the only expression. They like, that's it. That's the only expression that you can have. Love and anger. Why do they be wanting dudes to be angry? Okay, I got a total different question. I be hearing people say, unless you see the person that you're with in every type of scenario, like every type of emotional state, then you really don't know that person. Do you guys feel like that's true?
I feel like I don't really know anybody.
I was gonna say something like that. Like, when do you know anybody, huh?
I don't know.
Because if you constantly changing, constantly growing, things be different and some things be situational.
Yeah, that's why they say you got to see them in all the situations.
But it could be a thing of, you could see me in every situation. A year from now, I'm not that same person. So you seen me before I was healed. Mm. Or you seen me before I started going to therapy. You saw me before I learned how to articulate what I was thinking. Mm. You saw me when I even thought I didn't have emotions. Mm. So now I'm a completely different person. So it's kind of hard to say that you know me. You know a past version of me, but you may not know me now.
Mm. I think the idea is that I know how this person's going to act in most scenarios. Because mm-hmm. it's really impossible for them to see you in every scenario. We're not, nobody got it. I mean, people have cameras on it 24/7 now, but like most people aren't, you're not looking at your significant other with a camera on every aspect of their life. You're not going to be there for every situation. But in most scenarios, you know how this person would act. I think that's enough for you to go through every experience. Because like, there's no way for you to go. There's some things that they went through before they met you. Like, and it could be a thing where the reason why you guys are together now is because they fixed things that they didn't want their significant other to encounter when you met them. So like, you may not want to meet the person or see the person when they was an alcoholic. If they've gotten themselves together, you may not want to see that. I understand the state so that you can be prepared, but they may have worked through that thing before they got to you. So you seeing them in that state doesn't really help, at least in my opinion.
That's good stuff. I agree. I don't feel like I would need to see the person in, I guess, every state, especially like the highest level of pissivity. Because like, you know, some people be blacking out. Like I feel like you can get a gauge of like who be super duper angry or not. You know, I don't need to see it. You know, then I might be scared, and then that might change the whole dynamics of our relationship, and I might have to be like, deuces, you know, because I don't know what you would do at that point. Now, if, I don't know. I guess I understand.
Yeah, I did hear somebody say you should see what your partner is like when they don't get their way. Mm-hmm. That'll tell you a lot about the individual, like how they operate and how they act when they don't get their way. And if it's, even if it's not just with you, like if it's with other people, like how do they react in those scenarios? Like do they treat people kind still? Are they rude to everybody in response to them not getting their way? And like that was a big thing. But me trying to see what you're like in every scenario, like what, bro, I'm not.
That'd be Love and Hip Hop. I gotta stage these situations.
It'd be crazy.
Put people in the room that you hate, have somebody flip a table right quick, see what's going on. It's a lot. Maybe I do talk in memes.
It's a lot.
We'll talk about that later. But okay, so I guess in a relationship for you guys, like, how important is it that I guess you make your partner happy? Does that make sense?
I'm not gonna say make your partner happy, because I don't think anybody makes you happy. I think you make you happy, and the person meets, like, gets a chance to experience you being happy, but I don't think the person makes you happy. Because, like, when you say somebody makes you happy, it's like, it sounds like, conditional love? That's what it sounds like to me. Where it's like, I only love you because of the things that you do for me, or the things that you do. So if you're not doing this, I don't love you anymore, that kind of thing. And I don't subscribe to that. I think everybody should be able to make themselves happy, and then we can come together as happy individuals and live a happy life.
Happy me. Happy we. Go ahead.
Happy us.
Yeah.
We just happy. What was the question?
I said, how important is it to you that you make your partner happy?
You know, I think we should all be in the business of being happy together with our partner, the person that you say you love, say that you want to be with. It's important for us to work on ourselves and make sure that we're happy, so when we're around and with our partner, that happiness could just be in the air. And then my happiness exudes. And then your happiness. And your happiness can exude as well. And we happy together.
This kind of felt like I asked, like, in a pageant. What is your ultimate goal? And you said world peace.
She said, "Boo! Now you picking a super generic wish, world peace."
No, but
everybody to be good.
Your answer was good though.
It's like, what are we, seven?
Oh, y'all are really funny.
I mean, I didn't think I had a bad answer.
No, I think it was good.
Quiet as kept, your answer was my answer.
Yeah, it was. It just felt like world peace, though. It was like, if I'm happy and you're happy, then my happiness can be your happiness, and we can share the happiness together. World peace.
It's almost like I got friends. Like, my friends can be your friends, and we can be friends, and we can do this every week. Like, yeah, one of those. Like, that's what it felt like. Yeah.
But world peace.
That's different. Like, so when you think about what you just said, I got friends, you got friends. What's the rest of it?
Hold on.
So we could be friends.
Yeah, I forget the exact saying. What song did it be?
It's another song. Yeah. He was like, I got friends and you got friends. Leave my friends alone. It's like two different worlds. Like, one is toxic and the other one is just like.
Oh, man. That's, yeah.
But sometimes you need about,
like, that. Leave my, like, the one that you said, I feel like we could go on double dates.
Yeah,
like,
that's the vibe. Relationship. Yeah.
The other one is like, don't talk to my friends because you might, something, y'all, I don't need no drama type of. Yeah, leave my friends alone.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes...
That's good.
Sometimes you need that, though. Like, to have...
Toxicity?
No.
Oh, wait. Go ahead. Sorry.
Toxicity. I was just going to say, to have, like, separate friends groups sometimes. Like, not that y'all can never interact, but just like, oh, these are my friends. Like, we go here and do these things, and then you have your friends, so you feel like, you know, you have some time.
I definitely think everybody needs their own set of friends.
Yeah, I agree.
Because it's, yeah, to be able to help recalibrate you as an individual, because too much, I'm going to use this word, homogenized thinking, it just doesn't help, because eventually you start losing a sense of who you are as a person, and it's like, you used to like doing X, Y, and Z. You used to like doing, I don't know, cooking show, watching cooking shows or whatever.
I did.
You used to like watching barbecue.
Barbecue showdown.
While you detox.
I need to do that today.
We just talked about that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that's hilarious. We definitely did.
We couldn't eat when we over here watching them barbecue. Good times.
For you. I'm like, why are we watching food videos when I can't eat? It's making me upset. But anyway.
We was plant-based by then, so can't eat this anyway. Crazy. But I like the way you see how he grazed that ham.
Now that's a brisket.
Yep, that brisket. I can taste it from here. Oh, I want a good brisket.
I never had a brisket before.
Brisket. Y'all got any final thoughts on
brisket?
Do y'all have any final thoughts on happy wife, happy life? Friendships, relationships. What final advice do y'all have for the people? That's what I want to hear.
You be happy. She be happy. Y'all be happy together. That's it.
What about you?
Simple mathematics, you know? 2 + 2 = 4. Why are we doing this? All this, you happy. As long as you happy, I'm happy. You know, I respectfully.
If you like it, I love it.
Yeah, that's all that is. That's like
setting people up for failure.
That's the married version of it.
Yeah.
That's bad.
So what's your advice?
Talk to your inner child. See what they think about just shenanigans. And then make the decision. Who are you? What do you like?
Who are you? My advice is, I guess find what brings you joy and happiness first. And yeah, do that. And then before you get married, figure out what makes you happy as an individual before you decide to get married. And then you guys can figure out what makes you guys happy together. I guess you should do that before you get married too. But figure out what makes you happy as an individual first. And cherish that and live in it. Even as you get married and move forward in your relationships and blah, 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 blah. All right, thank you guys for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yes.
I'm Shakoya D.
Bodman Breezington here.
It's your humble friend, Damani.
And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. Let us know below. Do you subscribe to Happy Wife, Happy Life? What are your thoughts? We really want to hear. And also, if you want to watch this podcast live and early, and also just join into the conversations, talk to us, join the Patreon. The link is in the description below, along with a bunch of other things that we have going on. Make sure you check out the art that B&B Breeze has. Check out all of our music. Check out the journals that we have. Any events and anything else that we want you guys to know is listed below, as well as our survey. Our survey is in the comments. It's a free survey. This helps us to make better content for you guys. So fill out the survey. We greatly appreciate it. And we appreciate you guys. And if you like this video, you're going to like the one that's linked on the screen. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye. Adios.
Stay blessed. Stay black, people.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, hit me with another jam.
Get on my face. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.